We're going to find out some top products to stock this holiday season. Looking for some trending. We have shopping and trends expert Megan Murphy joining us to talk about some new data and maybe some top trending gifts for local retailers. Megan, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing just fine. What kind of things did you find out from a recent consumer survey?
So Faire is an online wholesale marketplace for small business owners. So they've got the finger on the pulse of who's buying what for small businesses across the country, and they have identified some really cool key trends. And one of them is pickleball. Pickleball is now the fastest growing sport in America. It's been like an 85% increase year over year in pickleball participation. So you can't go wrong with a pickleball racket. Any kind of pickleball gear is going to be a big win. Another trend they identified was the color red. And I think it's really the answer to Barbiecore, right? Red is a little bit more fall appropriate and everything. Red is red hot this season. So if you get a red sweater, red slippers, anything red is going to be one of the must-have gifts. They've also identified, because Faire really looks across all categories, we've got sports, we've got fashion, we've got beauty, we've also got the beverage market. And what Faire is seeing is there's this real uptick in non-alcoholic beverages, sugar-free mixers, healthy beverage options. I think it's really that extension of, we saw, you know, dry January almost became a lifestyle. So then people were doing dry January and damp January and sober Octobers. And there's really been this continuation of that trend. And we're seeing a real uptick in non-boozy beverages. We've also seen a real uptick in some 90s accessories, claw clips. Do you remember claw clips? I don't know if you guys ever rocked a claw clip in your hair, but I'm sure you've seen someone rock a claw clip. And then belt bags. Just don't call it a fanny pack.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great gift. Claw clips make a good stocking stuffer. The belt bag for that teenager or, you know, anyone in your life, you rock it crossbody. It's ultimate hands-free shopping. And finally, for the kiddos, a really, really big trend for these weighted stuffed animals. So, you know, like your typical blanket or your security blanket is really, or stuffed animal is really cozy and comforting. Well, these weighted stuffed animals are really provide like a cozy, anxiety-releasing toy. And that has been a really big trend.
Wow, there's lots of different things for all sorts of people. It's quite a variety. What's the easiest way that these items get to the store shelves?
So what's happening is that local business owners are shopping Faire.com, this wholesale marketplace, and that's how they're stocking your shelves. So I'm always going to tell people, shop local, shop small. Every time you shop small, a real person does a happy dance. So you're going to go to your local stores and look across these categories. These are going to be the hot gift categories for the season. And you can go to Faire.com if you're a small business owner to restock your shelves instantly.
Any other tips you can share for the local retailers for the seasonal purchases?
You know, I think it's really, really knowing that these are some hot categories and making sure you're stocking your shelves across these categories is really going to be important this season. And I always tell store owners too, any extra bells and whistles. One of my favorite little local stores wraps our packages, and they have this signature purple ribbon. And it's sometimes just that small little touch, that small personal hometown touch that makes things feel extra special.
Yeah, those people know how to put the nice crease in their wrapping paper, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's all about the crease. It's all about like that. Just those little special touches, that thing you can get at a mom and pop, a local store that you can't get somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's always fun to do that, too, and it makes it easier for you because then you don't have to hide it from somebody when you bring it home. If it's already wrapped, you're good
for
it.
And I have to tell you guys, too, my small town, I'm like the chief spirit officer of my small town, and I love small business and I love shopping local. They did something really cool last weekend that I think every small town in America should steal this idea. They did a cookie swap. So the town, you could buy this signature tin that had the clock tower, super, super cute, and then the small businesses participating each baked a different type of cookie. So you went from store to store and shopped and claimed a cookie on this townwide cookie shop. It was really great for the small business owners and really great for the customers as well and really create this incentive to shop local.
Well, that is great because it doesn't limit it to just sort of a baked good place or somebody who makes cookies. Anybody in the shop probably has a talent that they can bring their special cookie recipe to the people. That's
it was
neat.
Really, really neat. It got people in the stores. It got people shopping. And it was just a really fun, special way to bring the community together.
Sure. How many cookies do you have left in your tin? Or has that did you work your way through that tin
exactly.
of cookies?
I'm saving them for a little holiday get-together.
Sure. Or who put a bow on it and you can hand it give it out as a gift as well, too.
I love that. I love that.
Just coming up with other ideas for you, Megan. If people want to find out more about what we talked about, get some ideas as well, and maybe even get a red pickleball paddle, trying to combine some of your trends.
Oh, my goodness.
There, huh?
And put your hair in the claw clip, wear your belt bag to the court, and then...
Take your weighted stuffed animal to sit courtside to cheer you on in your pickleball.
Oh, my goodness. We got it. We got all bases covered. I love it. So small business owners, you can head to fair.com. It is really the online wholesale marketplace for small business owners, nothing like it. And I just want to encourage everybody, shop small, shop local, especially this holiday season. Every time you make a purchase, a real person gets to do a happy dance, and that is so special and important.
Well, we appreciate it. Hope a lot of happy dances happen because of our interview. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yay, Megan. Thank you so much, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you. Megan Murphy joining us this morning, shopping trends and a trends expert as well, shopping trend. Did you hear that clip thing she was talking with the big clip?
Oh, yeah, I've never used one.
Well, of course not. It's usually for, you know, if you just want to do a quick ponytail or something like that.
Have you?
Used one? No, I always think to myself, can I use this as a chip clip? Will it work out okay for that? Or do I just have them talk to each other? Because they're like little dinosaur teeth as they work their three through that. So, all right.